the intellectual commitment that we feel when we recite Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad continues to the next part of Shema, when we say V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafsha b'chol me'odecha, that you shall love Hashem with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your ma'od, with perhaps all your money. Perhaps there could be other explanations, but the connection between the line of Shema to the next sentence can be understood in multiple ways. So first of all, we can understand the connection that we have to balance the feeling of Kabbalah's Ol Machu Shemayim with Avas Hashem. The Mishnah in Brachos states that the line of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so that is that in a feeling, an acceptance of the having the yoke of the kingdom of heaven upon me. And that's accepting a burden of doing the mitzvot, whether I like it or not. Once we accept the burden of God as our king, the burden of doing what he tells us to do, but then we have to do that, v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. We have to do that with love. And that's reflected in B'chol Nafshecha. Even if Hashem asks us that we have to take our life, we should still love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the famous story of Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva said, I'm wondering all my life, I was mitzvah, I was suffering, when can I fulfill the mitzvah of V'has Hashem Elokecha B'chol Nafshecha, that I have to love Hashem with my soul. Now that they're about to kill me for teaching Torah, now I can fulfill this mitzvah, accepting the burden of Kadosh Baruch Hu's kingship over us, be'ahava, with love. That's Rabbi Akiva. But also the Mishnah Brachos tells us that one explanation of v'chol me'odecha refers to every mida that Hashem exacts to us, we should be modeh to Him. Whatever Hashem throws our way, we should say thank you, whether we think it's good, whether we think it's not so good. So this is the idea of Kabbalas O Mechushim. I accept the yoke of God's kingship, and whatever He throws our way, even, God forbid, B'chol Nafshecha, even if it's B'chol Meldecha, whatever Mida Hashem throws our way, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, transform that feeling that we have to do this into a realization that Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing it for our benefit, and therefore we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Hirsch has a different take on the relationship between Shema Yisrael and V'ahavta. It's in addition to what we just mentioned. Rav Hirsch explains that the line of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is an expression of Yichud Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the powers and everything that exists in the world is all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Yichud Hashem. Everything that exists, whether we think it's good, whether we think it's bad, it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of Yichud Hashem. All the powers in the world centered, and the source is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we say in the next line that we should love Hashem B'chol Levavcha. So the Mishnah says, why does it say B'chol Levavcha and not B'chol Libecha? Because we have to love Hashem with both of our quote-unquote hearts, both the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra. Both our inclination to do good and our inclination not to do good. Both of them come from Hashem. Why does even the Yetzer Hara come from Hashem? Because it first explains that if we didn't have a desire to do evil, then we wouldn't have free choice. The Yetzer Hara provides us the opportunity to use our free will to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the best way that we can imitate a Kadosh Baruch Hu is how? Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu has the opportunity to do good and bad, and he always chooses to do good. So by giving us a Yetzer Hara, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to be like Hashem. We have the opportunity to do good or bad, and when we choose to do good, we are imitating a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything comes from God. That's Yichud Hashem, both the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra. Additionally, says Rav Hirsch, that we have to use everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us to serve Hashem as well. Since everything comes from Hashem, we have to use whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, whether it's our desire, Yetzer Tov, for spiritual matters, or Yetzer Hara, even our desire for physical matters, we should transform that and use that also to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these are different ways through which the line of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, loving of accepting Kadosh Baruch Hu as our King, accepting the Yichud Hashem is related to V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha.